Groundless Beliefs, Alfred Ernest Mander. In the future, we are going to follow the practice until it becomes a habit of classifying propositions according to their grounds. Of every statement we come across, we shall ask, how do we know that? What reason have we for believing that? On what ground is that statement based? Probably we shall be astonished at the number of propositions met with in everyday life, which we shall find it necessary to class as groundless. They rest upon mere tradition, or on somebody's bare assertion unsupported by even a shadow of proof. It may be a belief which we originally accepted as a result of simple suggestion, and we have continued to hold it ever since. It has now become one of our regular habits of thought. Perhaps somebody, somewhere, sometime, told us a certain thing, and quite uncritically we accepted and believed it. Perhaps it was way back in our early childhood, before we had even developed the power of questioning anything that might be told to us. Many of our strongest convictions were established then, and now, in adult life, we find it most difficult even to question their truth. They seem to us obviously true.